This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Okay. Hello, this is Jim McCanny, and I'm filling in for Daniel today on the Power Hour. So this is very interesting. I got the call yesterday from the producers and said, James, would you like to host the Power Hour? And so here we are. And a lot of times when I'm the host, I just talk about various things. But today I have a very special guest. And I'll introduce him, first of all, by name, Charles Artell. Many of you, I'm sure, already know of him from interviews. He seems to pop up nearly every place, from Stefan Molyneux to Lionel Nation to the Chinese national TV, and you hardly know when you'll see him next because he covers so many topics. On his Twitter page, he lists himself as investor and writer, interested in economics, geopolitics, history, travel, and just lasting peace. But I'll just quickly explain how I met Charles Artell. We were diving down rabbit holes and looking for corruption and things like that. I wrote a book back in 2009 on my wing generator, and in one of the chapters, I had a chapter on the myth of alternative energy, showing how there was basically graft and corruption in the wind energy market and alternative energy market, selling a product, the three-blade wind generator, that simply doesn't work from a physics point of view. Well, it turns out that Charles, jumping down a different rabbit hole, investigating, and we'll talk about this, came up to the same conclusion, which is interesting. But anyway, let me bring him on here, and then we'll start talking. Charles, are you there?
I sure am. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, this is very interesting. And how was the introduction? Did that fit the description, did you believe? Did you have anything to add?
Any introduction that doesn't start with "put your hands in the air" is a great introduction. You've been very kind. Thank you.
Okay, good. Now, I don't know how much you can talk about your investigation, so I'll just kind of open this up.
Sure.
And I'll introduce it by saying I ran into this many years ago from a scientific engineering standpoint, that there had to be collusion between the big players in the alternative energy industry, General Electric, Siemens, to basically market a product that didn't work, which would protect their monopoly major interest in centralized power, electricity primarily, and other forms of power. But anyway, go ahead, Charles, and tell us what you can, what you're allowed to tell us regarding the issue in specifically Germany.
Sure. Okay. So I'll just give some quick background. I'm a retired investment banker. I retired in 2002, and I'm not shy about saying my age. I'm now 62, and I've had the great good fortune to spend the intervening years really doing whatever I wanted to do. And after flirting with amateur study of history, I returned in 2006 and 7 to try to understand whether the markets were over or undervalued. And through some painstaking work, by accident, actually, I came across the General Electric's financial statements, which were then enormously complicated and remain enormously complicated, where I expected to see in what was then, in theory, one of the world's preeminent companies, pristine financials and granular disclosures that you could follow easily. Instead, what I found were financial statements that seemed grossly misleading, inaccurate, and that when you really peel them apart, as I was able to do from publicly available data, what you saw was a gigantic hole in their financials. They had way too much debt, and they had revenues that weren't growing, and profits margins, the cash flow margins that were shrinking. When I saw that in a company that had begun this millennium with so many advantages, that you could say either in 1999 or 2000, depending on how much of a stickler you are, you know, it just didn't make sense to me that by 2006 and 7 they would have squandered all these advantages. So that made me wonder whether there weren't structural problems with General Electric that maybe had begun well before 99 and 2000. And that's why where I began to see what I think exists at GE and so many of these other big companies. When people talk about business-government cooperation, I hear corruption and fraud. I think that what we have around the world are too many unregulated, gigantic governments with, and in some cases, they're well-run, but most advanced economy governments are not well-run. They've gotten away with, I don't know about murder, but they've gotten away with epic corruption for too long. To get a large project done in the energy field or the real estate field, any large project, you need too many regulations to get through, which means there are too many pockets that could be lined. There's long lead times. And so when you talk about the alternative energy space or the energy space where I have some experience, if you're going to do a large, any kind of energy mining resource project, you need to secure multiple approvals. And when we talk about the alternative energy world, my father, who is very much still alive and a nuclear physicist with many patents, is always prone to ask, you know, alternative to what? You know, what, when we talk about alternative energy, you know, what are the other ways in which people produce and use energy? And we look back in the period, you could say, you could pick whatever period you want, but one that's interesting to think about is 1973 in the OPEC shock, before the OPEC shock, to 2007. And in that time frame, you had several spikes in energy prices, but a lot, depending on which energy inputs you're talking about, you had an upward trajectory. So if you're going to posit a continued upward trajectory in prices, you can make any alternative project look good, especially if you're prepared to be sloppy about it. So that's, I think, what really was happening in maybe the 99 to 2007 period. You had this upward sloping curve. You had people who were not thinking clearly enough sell these projects, and you had a lot of free money. You had central banks, in quotes, free money, central banks keeping interest rates down, national governments running big budget deficits, money was sloshing around the system, and lots of very stupid projects happened. And we are going to spend quite a bit of time now, you know, paying for our sins with all these stupid projects, many of which will have to be torn down. And others of which will be replaced by different ways of doing things. It's a real tragedy.
Well, Charles, you were working into the area of alternative energy, and it was around that same time frame, the early 2000s, when I was doing a study based on, actually I'll say who it was for Xcel Energy, through a subsidiary company that was producing biofuel. And they wanted me to do an overall efficiency study of Xcel Energy and its distribution network, all the way from the procurement of coal or nuclear to the distribution and to the turning on of a light bulb. So I did, and they asked me to look into alternative energy as a, you know, a follow-on, because that's the time when these big alternative energy solar and three-blade wind generators were starting to be installed in quantity, and the governments were stepping in and giving subsidies. And so in my engineering study analysis, I realized that, you know, these things don't work. They don't work. And then I looked at the players, and it was General Electric and Siemens, and I'm going, why would companies with this engineering talent produce a product that doesn't work, and then get the government to put in subsidies because they couldn't sell it based on market value. And so I came to this conclusion that this was a rigged deal, and now we're seeing this come to fruition. There are now organizations against wind because the people are out there. They've had to leave their homes. Their value of their real estate has gone down. Like in Canada, the government is subsidizing wind towers at the rate of $1 million a year, and they don't work. And so the people are screaming, there's electric rates have gone through the ceiling, They're paying subsidies, and these companies have walked away, and a lot of these wind towers are sitting there dormant. But anyway, and then we're finding this has gone on in other countries too. So the only way we can imagine this has happened is through backdoor politicking or lining pockets of politicians. And as you say, a lot of these projects, in fact, I've seen wind tower projects being torn down and turned into scrap metal because they're just standing there rusting. But the real problem is this collusion has forced the monopoly that GE and Siemens controls in the major power industry, forcing people to remain with the central power company.
Yeah, I mean, you hit on it, obviously, a very big set of problems. And the way I would, I don't fancy myself an expert on alternative energy, but I have spent a lot of time looking at the big multinationals and big charities. And I've come to the conclusion that the corruption that exists is a 30 years war against, it's really 1988 to the present, a 30 years war. Another 30 years war against the worker and against somebody who would like to play honestly by the rules. And it's a collection of factors. One factor is the incurious media. We used to have, when I was a kid, my parents loved the New York Times, and it was actually a decent newspaper back in the 60s. And you would get some entertaining, incisive, investigative journalism, as well as, you know, all sorts of other topics, particularly on Sundays. And the mainstream press is just not up to the task anymore. They can't compete in the legacy models. They're getting destroyed on ad revenue and subscription rates to alternatives. So you're not getting the type of, you know, brain-jarring, old-school Woodward and Bernstein-type investigation of this massive corruption. That's the one thing. And then the academic sphere, what's happened is when you look at the numbers, and it's really shocking, universities, I was lucky to go to two of the great universities here. And they began, Yale and Harvard, as places to educate ministers. They were not profit centers. They were not professional schools designed to churn out, you know, best bankers and lawyers and high-priced business people. No, they were supposed to be centers for intellectual rigor. And we've lost a lot of that because these endowed universities have become, just become almost for-profit entities.
We're heading into the break. I hear the music. And so, he's giving me a 20-second notice, but Charles will pick up on that after the break, a couple minutes here.
That's great.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, ThePowerMall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new ThePowerMall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded with hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, and as Daniel would say if he were here, we're back. This is James McCanny filling in for Daniel on the Power Hour today, February 23rd, 2018. And my guest, Charles Ortel, we were talking about the collusion and amazing financial situation in large corporations like General Electric, Siemens, and the alternative energy industry. But this is leading up to a topic, and for some of you, this might be a bit esoteric, but what we're going to do is bring this back and talk about something that Charles had discovered and relative to these corporations in Germany. And so this is the tip of the iceberg. And I see this coming back to roost in the United States eventually. But anyway, go ahead, Charles. Tell us what you discovered as far as the German interest and the Clinton Foundation.
Sure. So I got into studying the Clinton Foundation by accident. I've been involved with charities most of my life, actually. But I never until 2015 in March began to study the special rules that apply to U.S. Tax-exempt charities that want to operate around the world. And there are quite a few special rules. One of them is that if you take money from a foreign government or from any government, you have to fill out special reports depending on which states you may operate in. And the Clinton Foundation, being as big as it is, operates in most states. So they were supposed to fill out IRS forms that gave the sum total of all their grants from governments, and they were supposed to fill out New York and California and other states more detailed breakdowns of exactly how much money they were taking from governments. The reason for this is that a poorly run or crooked, fraudulent charity that might have inside of it politically active people like the Clintons could get into the business, in quotes, of taking money from governments through their charities that, in effect, subsidizes political campaigns. And that is strictly illegal for many reasons. We've spent a lot of time with Mr. Mueller, Special Counsel Mueller, on the question of whether foreign actors may have been colluding with the Trump campaign. Others think perhaps with the Clinton campaign. You can't. Foreign governments are not allowed to do what may have happened here. And so through a lot of work, I ended up being able to figure out that disclosures not made by the Clinton Foundation were in fact made by the donor government. And one set of disclosures arose in Germany, where it seems as if pieces of the German government have indeed given many millions of dollars towards the Clinton Foundation and towards projects operated in the name of the Clinton Foundation through this entity called Clinton Global Initiative that actually doesn't exist. When I began to see all these problems, I also started noticing that journalists, particularly after Hillary lost, journalists in Germany were getting more and more agitated about it because, you know, nobody likes to see taxpayer dollars wasted, and you certainly don't like to see governments potentially subsidizing at one campaign or another and then having that campaign lose. So there's a furor going on in Germany at the moment. The government, all European governments are sort of in a maelstrom right now, coping with the refugee crises and the other problems that affect all large countries that have high cost workers. So there's a lot of consternation in Germany. Various public government officials have been reaching out, actually indirectly to me, and they want perhaps me to go over to Germany and perhaps brief members of the government about what I see in these problems, not simply with the Clinton Foundation, but as you point out, also with corporations like Siemens that have made many, many, in theory, grants to projects claiming they were charitable, when the vehicle, the Clinton Global Initiative, through which Siemens has made a lot of these projects happen, was never lawfully organized or operated. And that's a very serious problem under U.S. tax laws. I'm not an expert under German tax laws. I'm getting familiar with them. But you're not allowed to say as a corporation that you're giving money to a charity without being sure that the charity actually exists. If you don't check that, then you can have charities turn into the slush funds that I believe the Clinton Foundation is. So there's a lot of interest in this, I expect the level of intensity and attention to only rise in coming weeks and months as more and more eyes around the world focus on this mess.
And so the combining point here with what you were doing and what I was doing was that basically it looks like, and this is what I'm sure the spearhead of the investigation will be looking at, is that Siemens and General Electric produce alternative energy in the form of three-blade wind generators. Oops, we're heading into a break here again. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Okay, we're back again. This is James McCanny filling in for Daniel on the Power Hour today, February 23rd. And my guest, Charles Ortel, we're talking about the large corporations, and specifically we started talking about Germany and the issues that are going on there, investigations into why these large corporations like Siemens and General Electric, Siemens being a German-based company, are giving money to the Clinton Foundation. And Charles, would it be safe to say that the smelling of the roses here, or whatever you would call it, is implicating that, this is exactly my first thought, that the Clintons were taking this money It was supposed to be used for charity, but it's actually being used to bribe officials to get the alternative energy three-blade wind generators that Siemens sells with General Electric into these large installations. Is that a safe statement?
Well, I think it's that would be a component of what was going on, or as Hillary wrote in her book, What Happened? I think what we have in the Clinton history, and it's not yet been fully told, is a long set of examples, a long time period, where the Clintons got in a place where they had prosecutorial discretion when he was governor, when he was president, when it seemed like she might become president someday. They were in a position to rig the system, have their allies decide who got prosecuted, who didn't get prosecuted, and then to put their people into the various multilateral lending institutions, the big banks, the big investment firms and funds. And there ensued a period from 1988 to the present where unregulated globalism took over. So people, promoters, could give for modest sums, the George Soros of the world and others, for low millions of dollars or less, could curry favor with politicians who could then unlock massive additional flows to make, as you say, a wind farm look better, or maybe some kind of drilling deal or a wireless company or you name it, any kind of project that needed government help one way or the other, or that didn't want to get government prosecution, could be aided. And the ways in which these projects work, that's my background is in doing this kind of stuff lawfully, and more buying and selling companies and creating stand-up projects, startup projects, the ways in which these projects are papered over legally around the world in many different legal jurisdictions are enormously complex. So if you're prepared to be crooked and you're prepared to send money towards crooked politicians and crooked regulators, you can pay off these politicians in ways that will be very tough to fathom. For example, in the energy sphere, there's a company called Joule, J-O-U-L-E. I think it was called Joule Unlimited, which was a venture that John Podesta, who was Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, was given sweetheart shares in a disguised fashion. That comes out of the WikiLeaks disclosures. And we still don't know exactly the basis upon which, he may have been compensated, because we only know a little bit about the massive Joule enterprise. How many other projects like that are there around the world, where you do a wind farm, and let's say it's in the form of a limited partnership, the investors buy a limited partnership, safe-ish rates of return, the promoters get stratospherically high potential rates of return, and how many pieces of those turbocharged units might have been put in some drawer somewhere in Panama or Maldives or you name it, Switzerland or Canada, where in a structure that's very tough to go through and understand. So the Clintons, you go back to Whitewater, you go back to the many, many deals, we go on and on and on, the cattle futures, the speaking fees, the book deals. The Clintons have a long pattern and practice of doing this kind of stuff and getting away with it. And I think it happens on the other side of the aisle, too. Republicans do as well. And so this is a malady, frankly. It's a disease that we need to we see the rallies, the Trump rallies and the Bernie Sanders rallies, if they have one point of commonality, it is probably 2 points, but at least 2 points. But one point is this anti-corruption, anti-cronyism that seems to have infected the establishment wings of the Democrat and the Republican Party. Another area, of course, would probably be the anti-deep state. So, I think that the Siemens, the foreign multinational corporations that are not family controlled, that are in theory, public institutions where there's no real control. Managers saw the Clintons in action, knew they were bankable, knew that one of their top acolytes is the head of the World Bank, Jim Kim, and who worked very closely at the center of the Clinton Foundation fraud and the HIV/AIDS work, early AIDS work in 2003 and 2004. And there are many other examples like that. So they were all in to let the Clinton Foundation and Hillary Clinton go hog wild for 4 to 8 years, and then Trump happened.
Yeah, this issue with the subsidies, now that's at one level, but what I'm claiming is that this started a long time ago with the sole purpose of maintaining the power company monopoly. in which they control the voltage, for example, in California and in Ontario, two good examples where the power company can, with a button, turn off the three-blade wind generators. And in California, they can turn off the solar, which is being installed in massive amounts on people's rooftops. But the Central Power Company has a little thing. It's very subtle, and it's something I know because it's an engineering issue. But they control the voltage. Now, that may seem like an innocuous kind of, well, sure, they control the voltage. That's what they're supposed to do. But there's no reason for that. There's no physical reason why the grid is set up for the power company to control the voltage. And if you think about it, people already purchase in their home something that's called a UPS, a universal power supply. And what it does is it controls against brownouts or surges that come from the power company because they're not doing a good job. And so many people have three, four, or five of these in their house to protect televisions, computers, etc. So you are already paying money to control the voltage at your house. And I want to promote this idea that the power company has, by default, set themselves up as the controller of the voltage. And what I want to do is get away from that, and that's the first step in breaking the Central Power Company monopoly and allowing true alternative energy to come in and take over. But by controlling the voltage and saying we can't handle the surges and brownouts from alternative energy, they simply turn it off, even though billions have been spent to install it under government subsidies, by the way.
Yeah, it's really distressing. I mean, I'm not an expert on the power industry, the electric power industry, but isn't it, you look at AT&T and the breakup of AT&T, and you look at, the services that were offered when AT&T held the monopoly, you basically had a choice of a black phone or a black phone. And, and that was it.
Yeah.
And I say that my father was a longtime employee at Bell Labs, actually. But, AT&T's deregulated and monopoly's broken up, and look what we can do today with wireless phones and other means. So I think in the power area, of course, we would benefit from some forward thinking and some creative thinking. Turning back to GE for a second, I don't know how well you remember the April 2008 time frame, but that was precisely when I was beginning to push really hard that I thought GE was in serious trouble. And right about before then, I think maybe in February, I don't know, it was a Super Bowl ad of February, I think, of 2008. GE's ad, believe it or not, I mean, I just couldn't believe it when I saw it on the Super Bowl. It had the theme song, "If I Only Had a Brain," from The Wizard of Oz. I forget if it was a scarecrow or whoever it was, jumping around some expensive production, and they were talking about, "If I only had a brain," and the pitch line was basically, "Let GE be your brain." And I thought, what kind of a numbskull would waste money on Super Bowl ads with this topic, suggesting, that maybe the problem with GE is that it didn't have enough brain power. And, I think that is, in fact, what the problem was. So, on power, by all means, many costs have come way down. Why should power only go up in cost? Let's be as creative as possible.
Well, one thing that I found interesting is during the debate, Hillary Clinton stood up and she said, out of the blue, she goes, "I'm going to install 500 million solar panels," or some number, astronomical number. And I thought, whoa, that shows her right there that, I mean, that was, a Freudian slip, I think, because she knows that the money is flowing through her Clinton Foundation to do this, to make this happen. She was personally going to make a lot of money by making this happen through government subsidies. And by the way, solar panels will never in a million years replace the Central Power Company. It'll suck up all of the alternative energy money into a project that'll never work. Looks like we're heading into break here, and we'll be back after a couple commercials.
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, back again after the break here. This is James McCanny filling in for Daniel on the Power Hour. And my guest today, Charles Ortel, who is a financial expert, does a lot of research, does a lot of writing, does a lot of many interviews on various, I've seen his interviews every place from China, national television, to many of the alternative media. So anyway, we were talking off break, and the conversation we were having dealt with large energy companies and collusion in rigging energy and centralized power. But this led into a little bit of a discussion of something that's coming along called cryptocurrencies and blockchain and selling tokens, in other words, selling power from some source, although a lot of these companies really have not even identified a source of power yet, but selling energy on an open market with tokens. And so what that does is it gets into the world of cryptocurrencies. And anyway, I wanted to ask Charles' opinion of that and the stability of that for future as a form of energy exchange, energy production, energy purchasing, and energy distribution. Charles, do you have any comments on that?
Sure. Well, I'm all in favor of trying to find more creative ways of distributing power. If that exchange, if that exchange mechanism makes sense, that's certainly worth exploring. But on the narrow subject of cryptocurrencies, which I understand the mining of cryptocurrencies creates demand for energy. So, to think that whole value chain through, I suppose it's interesting to think about it, but when I see, when I think about allocating money into something like a cryptocurrency, I'm led to an area I'm a lot more comfortable with, which is gold and precious metals, and I believe that gold and in particular platinum is very inexpensive right now, in my view. And thinking about the future that I believe portends over the 10, 20, 30-year time frame, I'm a lot more comfortable thinking of making an allocation to gold or to platinum or maybe palladium than I am to getting involved in these cryptocurrencies where I see the price movements to me are very scary to see it massive upward and downward volatility, especially when compared to the risk-free rate, which currently is about 2.93% on the 10-year, that's for a whole one-year return. When you see cryptocurrencies going up 50% and down 30% or whatever in a day, that should scare you because any experienced investor will tell you that means that we are approaching some kind of top period, and that's not a place where I would want to put what I consider to be, safety money, money that I want to be able to use in an emergency. You could put, and I'm probably preaching to the converted here in your audience, you could put a lot of platinum or gold in a small portion of a tiny house. So I'm much more comfortable doing that than I would be allocating money to something which, if we were to have a disaster scenario where I'd want access to this capital, such as potentially, the electromagnetic pulse weapon, God forbid, hitting the Northeast or the Midwest of the United States some crazy way, taking down the grid temporarily, maybe putting us back many decades until we could get the economy back together, cryptocurrency will be of no use to you in that event, whereas gold and platinum and palladium might be.
Well, the issue that my own investments are in what I call free living. In other words, I don't maintain expenses. But the issue with gold seems to be that how do you spend it? Or if there is an EMP or there's some other method, we have not formalized a method of going down to the gas station or the grocery store and using gold to purchase. They would look at you. And I know there's institutions that are trying to change that, like, for example, Carrot Bars is just an example of an international monetary system based on gold in small amounts that average people can purchase. And, on these shows, you can hardly hit an alternative radio show without someone advertising gold. And so it's very popular. But we still haven't breached that point of you still have to turn it in for dollars before you spend it type of thing. And what about that?
Well, as I'm very fond of saying to people, every person comes from a family with different backgrounds. In my own case, You know, our family has certain things that we really don't like in investing and others that we really do like. And one of them is gold because I'm several sides of our family happened to get out to California in 1849. And the luckiest side found quite a bit of gold in Montana in 1864. And we don't have that particular gold, but we, you know, you're able to get lucky with something like that. And you can live comfortably for a very, very long time. And stock prices go up, stock prices go down. But over, you know, centuries, gold has held value. So, and I think platinum and palladium have other industrial issues with them, and they're a little bit more speculative, but it just happens to be something that when you grow up hearing about this as a little kid, it's just something you like. And so I'll freely admit my bias there. Equally, you know, you think about shipping and the disasters, ocean freight, piracy, sinking, different things. Shipping is not an area that you could convince me to spend a lot of time thinking about putting significant amounts of money, just for other reasons. But So I'm just exposing my innate biases. It's not a scientific approach. It's just, you know, when I think safety, I think gold.
Right, right. And that's you're probably preaching to the choir here with this audience. There are probably a lot of people out there that are very tuned to that. So interesting that from your point of view, because you're basically I don't know if you were born in New York, but you're a very much a New York person, right? Would that be safe to say?
I trick you. I was actually born in California, and and I had the good fortune to leave California when I was 10 months old. And I ended
up... Okay. Well, I didn't know that. But certainly your background in the investment banking and where you went to, you know, the Yale, Harvard, and the East Coast places you out there in the East Coast, New York area.
Yes, I like to joke that I'm one of the very few economic conservatives living in the heart of the West Village, say Greenwich Village in Manhattan.
We're on break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about stage school shootings and other issues, which is at the heart of everybody's news these days. This is Jim McCanny. We'll be back after the break.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.